we vote aye on it?
Okay, well, call the EEHW committee meeting to order. Would you call the roll, please?
Linda Little.
Here.
John Jackson. John Jackson. Lloyd Holman. Helena Buckner.
Here.
Jim Gresham.
Here.
Kevin Greenfield.
Here.
Jeff Entler.
Here.
Quorum present.
Okay. I would entertain a motion on the minutes from the November 19th meeting.
I would move for approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, call the roll, please.
Linda Little.
Aye.
Helena Buckner.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Jeff Entler.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I would entertain a motion on the claims.
We'd move to forward the claims.
Second.
Are there any questions or comments about the claims that were reported? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Linda Little.
Aye.
Helena Buckner.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Jeff Entler.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. And as a reminder, motions and seconds need to be done from live people, I mean present people, so.
I thought we'd just take turns.
Yeah. Okay. Zoning.
None this month.
Okay. Subdivisions.
None this month.
Reports. Animal control.
Good evening. Passed out the statistical reports for November for the year of 2019 and also for 2020. Gives you a little bit of a difference of how the year has been. Adoptions are obviously down about roughly 40 to 45. Our numbers are still extremely low at the shelter, but we are adopting out and everything is going well. We are currently have our foster home for the holidays programs going on. We've got about 50 animals out in that program as well, with the end date for, January 6th for that program.
Good. I'm glad that's a very successful program. Anyone have any questions? Okay, Veterans Assistance.
I just wanted to let everybody know our DAV van has, we've stopped running it to Danville. We've had several Honor Guard members come down with COVID, which has been kind of sad because we ended up having to cancel the Pearl Harbor Day over that. But they are out of the hospital, the ones that have been in there, and they're doing all right, so. I also wanted to say thank you to Deborah Kraft, Laura Zimmerman, Mary Eaton, and the Planning and Zoning Girls for helping me out with my video for Veterans Day. It turned out pretty good. I was pretty impressed. And also Lloyd Holman, he brought up a bunch of flag cases for us. And I've been able to, a lot of widows have been very distraught that the Honor Guard can't do funerals for veterans right now. And we've been able to hand out, those were from his father, I believe, that recently passed away. But I wanted to say thank you to him because there's nothing like giving a flag case away to a widow after a veteran passes. So thank you for that. And that's all I have.
We do have a resolution.
Do I have to present that, or
you can?
How does that work? Whenever Kathy retired, we did not figure into the budget the previous year her vacation and extra days, the expenses, and that is literally where that came from. And what I'm doing is we had enough rollover from this year. We're just going to pull it from other lines into the salary expenses to pay her off on the $28,000 or whatever she got.
Does anyone have any questions regarding the resolution? Okay, I would entertain that motion.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Call the roll, please.
Linda Little.
Aye.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Helena Buckner.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Jeff Entler.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. Planning and zoning.
I have one resolution. It's an intergovernmental agreement. Macon County is in the MS4 group with the City of Decatur, Village of Forsyth, and Village of Mount Zion, and Macon County Soil and Water Conservation District, and ourselves. And we work together to fulfill the requirements given to us by the IEPA. This group has been working together since 2009 under the previous memorandum of understanding, and we're just updating it.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions?
Major updates?
No.
Okay. So moved.
Second.
Okay. Let's call the roll, please. Linda Little.
Aye.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Helena Buckner.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Jeff Entler.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. Health Department. I believe Brandy's online.
I am here. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for letting me join via phone. I appreciate it. So just a few updates. Of course, we've been quite busy with not only the pandemic response, but then also maintaining pretty much all of our services other than our STI clinic, which we didn't have enough nurses to staff, but we have hired several more nurses, and hopefully we'll be able to start something with our STI clinic again after the first of the year, which will make us back at full services. We have nearly doubled our team here at the health department for contact tracing, and so we're very happy we've been able to find some qualified, excellent teammates to help us with that COVID contact tracing response. And you probably have noticed if you watch our daily releases that we have had some lower numbers, and our positivity rate here locally has also gone down significantly. So that can be attributed, I think, to several things, but I hope that one of them is because we are following the mitigation measures here and that people, you know, made some very difficult choices and sacrifices over the Thanksgiving holiday and chose not to gather outside their household or if they weren't feeling well. So to any of you that did that, thank you so much. I know it's difficult to ask that of people in general, and I'm very grateful that you're doing that. And we continue to ask people, you know, during the current and upcoming holidays to please continue that. While the numbers are low and that is a hopeful time in this pandemic, we don't want to reverse the progress that we have made. So please stay steady with that and continue to make those safe choices and follow the public health guidance. You probably also saw us announce and other community members announce that yesterday we did receive our first shipment of vaccine here in Macon County, which was a very joyful moment in what has been a very long and tragic and sad pandemic that we're all experiencing. So just so you all know, there are phases and there are guidelines that we do have to follow as far as that vaccine distribution plan. We are following those, and of course the first shipment went to our local hospitals, and as we receive more information from the state, we will continue to distribute vaccine as we receive that. And of course it's going to take probably several months to get everyone vaccinated because of the phases and the supply. And so we ask people just to continue to be patient and watch all of our communications pieces as we will announce when different phases are able to obtain the vaccine. And also to continue to do things like mask and social distance, not go out if you're sick, all of that. Even as people are getting vaccinated, those things are going to continue to be very important. Another thing I want to touch on is enforcement of the mitigation measures. We have given some updates regarding that in this the word I'm looking for here in this context, and then also in our Board of Health meetings. And we have worked through the guidance that we have received through the State's Attorney's Office, through Mike Baggett, who is our liaison with the State's Attorney's Office, to ensure that we are following what we are allowed to do and not allowed to do. And I know that did come into question at the last county board meeting via public comment. So if anyone, being that you're on our oversight committee or our county board, if any of you have questions, please never hesitate to reach out to me. I'm happy to explain. Like I said, we have talked through all of that with our state's attorney contact and then also with our board and with our partners in the Emergency Operations Center. So I'm happy to give you any information that you would like to have. Of course, our goal is never to close a business, and we We haven't had to do, you know, much of that. We have issued several cease and desist orders and thankfully have achieved compliance with those. And so, again, we want compliance and we just want to protect and save lives. We never want to close a business. So other than that, of course, the rest of the health department has been extremely busy. And I can't believe we're wrapping up December now. But if there's anything that we can do for any of you, please let us know. I hope you all have happy holidays. And thank you for the support that you have given us throughout this pandemic. That's all I have. But if anyone has any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Okay. Mr. Gresham?
Yeah. Brandy, this is Jim Gresham. Given, you know, the positive trends that we have in Macon County, where do we have to get to so our restaurants can reopen? Hello?
Andy?
Yes.
Did you hear Mr. Gresham's question?
No, I'm sorry. The phone was really muffled.
Okay, he's asking where we have to get to in order to reopen the restaurants.
Given the positive trends that we have right now.
So as of right now, the Tier 3 mitigation measures are still in place across the state, and that is something that, you know, we as health departments have been, you know, asking as well. Of course, our numbers are going in the direction that we want them to be. I know that the governor, and this might have even been upwards of a week ago, did state that he did not plan to take us out of these mitigations in the near future, at least for a few weeks or so. My guess, and this is not based on me knowing anything more than any of you do, because I get the same communication that you do from the state basically with this, but my guess would be that they're going to wait until after the holidays just to make sure that there isn't a spike or a surge. It is very shocking that there wasn't one after Thanksgiving, and I really do believe that it was because people chose not to gather and because these mitigation measures were put into place. So my guess is that they would keep them. I know that they have spoken before about waiting 2 incubation periods, which would be that 14 days, so 28 days, to ensure that, you know, it's not just a fluke, but that it is actually a trend. So when you find out that those are lifted, will probably be the same time that I do, but I would expect it to be after the holidays.
Anyone else have questions? Okay. Thank you, Brandy. Environmental management.
Yes. Good evening. Just an update on the last couple of months. October 17th was the last electronics collection of the season, and it was well attended. We collected about 9 tons. October 31st was the last paint collection of the season and was also well attended. The last of the paint was picked up today and the recycling center has been cleaned and closed up for the winter. We are currently doing Christmas light recycling, which began on November 30th and will go through January 15th.
What are the hours to drop off lights? Is it anytime?
So it's anytime because there is a recycling container set up outside the building and it's labeled for it, and so you can just go anytime and drop them in there.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Does anyone have any questions for environmental management? Okay.
Thank you.
Regional Office of Education, I do not see anyone. Mental health, I have no report from them. Historical Museum is historically not here, and U of I Extension is not here either. Do we have any citizens' remarks?
No email.
None were sent in? Okay. I have no old business. However, we under new business, would like to review and discuss the Macon County Board Ordinance 136. From January of 2020, which is the Prohibiting Cannabis Business Establishments Ordinance. This ordinance was passed for a 1 year to be reexamined in January of 2021. I would like to see us continue in the status that it is in now. I haven't seen anything going on to make me change my mind as far as that it, you know, we really missed the boat, or I think we need to go another year where it's at, which is not allowing them in the county. Other comments?
Yes, Madam Chair.
If you're going to motion that, this is John Jackson.
Okay, I'll make that a motion, and then we can have it up for discussion.
Okay. especially in the event that we're closing down restaurants, and how can we let somebody bring marijuana into our county?
Okay.
This time.
Okay. Mr. Gresham?
I would say that we let this die and join the rest of the world, it seems like, in allowing this to take place in Macon County. You know, we've seen what's happened in Illinois. I have seen nothing that says it's caused a huge problem for law enforcement. Sales have been extremely strong. I see no reason to continue to prohibit this because it appears to be in states where it's been put on the ballot, it's, you know, they're in favor of legalizing this, which we have already done in Illinois, and for us to just be sitting on the sideline just doesn't make any sense to me anymore.
Okay. Anyone else have any comments? Okay. I guess my question of order is, I mean, this has to come up before the board in January. I do not believe it needs to come with a recommendation or without a recommendation. So, I mean, my proposed vote would be to say, do we want to send it with a recommendation one way or the other? Would you prefer that we withdraw the motion and the second and just let it go to the board? I'd like some feedback here.
Linda, this is John Jackson. I'd be pulling up the entire county board vote on it.
Well, the full county board will vote on it. My question is, does
so we rescind the no and just move it forward for full county board approval?
Okay, I will withdraw my motion. So I just want to make sure the committee is aware that this is coming up in January. And that'll be that. Does anyone else have any questions or comments regarding this ordinance? Okay. Hearing none, we do not have a need for a closed session. Our next meeting will be January the 28th of 2021. I make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
Okay.
Meeting's adjourned. Thank you very much.